The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 632.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a career strategist, a speaker, and coach for ambitious professionals, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Linda Rayner. Linda, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. I'm doing great. Thanks for the introduction. So as you mentioned, I'm a career strategist. I am a coach, and I work with ambitious corporate professionals, and I help them to pursue careers that they'll truly enjoy. So, I mean, that's the gist of what I do, but in terms of how I do it, I do have a popular YouTube channel where I share my career insights, career knowledge insights, and advice to professionals who are looking to change careers. And I also provide other types of, you know, sort of life advice and self-confidence advice as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Linda, what's your cultural background?
My background is, well, I was born and raised in Toronto in Canada, but my parents are each half Vietnamese and half Chinese. So together that makes me half Chinese, half Vietnamese as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I don't actually know who has said this, but I know I've read it somewhere and it has always stuck with me. And the quote is, "You know of your own greatness before anyone else does."
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I wasn't always confident, and I found that self-confidence is to find it and to stay with it, I guess, because I find it something it's not necessarily fleeting, but it can disappear pretty quickly if you don't focus on yourself. And the biggest thing is being willing to listen and follow through on those stirrings within you, your desires, your dreams, regardless of anyone else's opinions. I find that that's my definition of self-confidence and how I've been able to define and find confidence within myself.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Linda, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I would say that, you know, it was years ago. It was about 10 years ago now where I was in a place in my life, in my career specifically, where I was doing a job, accounting specifically, where I just knew it wasn't my dream job. It wasn't my career that I wanted to pursue for the rest of my life. And I also wasn't very good at it because of that. And so I had been experiencing a lot of uncertainty, a lot of self-doubt. I was always judging myself, saying negative things, and just not seeing myself in the most magnificent way, essentially. It really was a time of darkness for me where I was always putting myself down. And so my life in that sense wasn't great at all. I mean, I wasn't doing well at work. Because I wasn't doing well at work, I wasn't happy at home. I wasn't happy with my relationships. Everything, it kind of all just was like a big cloud around me for several years.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we can all relate to, right? Especially being in a job that we don't love or being in something that, you know, it's just not meant for us. Sometimes, you know, we probably stare at our computer screen or we're in a cubicle thinking like, is this it? Like, there has to be something better out there. There has to be something more. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you can go out there and do and be more and, you know, have that confidence? What was that aha moment?
Well, the aha moment was I actually was let go out of that job. And so, you know, it's funny because I feel like the universe kind of works in perfect ways, obviously. I mean, in the sense that I wasn't happy with the work that I was doing. I already knew I wanted to quit. And then I got to the point where I was close to quitting, but then instead they asked me to leave. And so it was perfect timing for me. And I was actually really happy about it because I knew that that was my opportunity to not make that same mistake and get into the same type of job that wasn't fulfilling me. So instead I decided to do something completely different. And I went into a position as a recruiter. And I knew that as a recruiter, I would be able to use my my own natural talents and gifts of being able to communicate, being able to work with people, being able to help people understand what they were looking for career-wise. I just knew that I could do that type of thing. And so once I got into that job, right away, I started performing extremely well. And that really changed my life completely. I started to gain confidence and trusted in my own natural abilities, like I said, of being able to communicate and help people and help them find jobs. And I worked extremely hard because I knew that if I did well, then I would be rewarded. And so through my efforts, I was really able to experience success from an external perspective. But internally, I also felt that I was becoming successful as well. And so that started to give me confidence that I could do even more things if I just really listened to myself the way that I did when I took on this job. And that led to, you know, one event after another. And here I am today. But confidence was a process and was a journey. But really, it was the decision to listen to myself and to do what I felt was needed and what was right for me. And that led to more confidence within me.
Thanks for sharing that. And I'm glad how you mentioned, you know, you listen to yourself, because a lot of people, especially as women, especially as Asian women, we always doubt ourselves. You know, we never listen to our gut intuition or gut feeling. We feel like, you know, we have to like depend on other people's decisions. But sometimes, you know, we just have to follow our heart and follow what's right for us, regardless of what people say, like what you did. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
Oh my gosh, my life now is completely different. I mean, first of all, I mean, now I run my own business. I'm a career coach, like I said. I run an online business. I can work from anywhere. And I am now at a point in my life where I only listen to my inner voice for the most part. Because I've learned to trust the voice that's within, not the negative self-talk voice, but the true voice that is always has my best interest in mind. I've learned to really tap into that and make decisions for my business, my career, and my life that have really given me more meaning and have fulfilled me from an all-round perspective. So just as an example, this year I made the decision with my husband. I had this strong inkling always that I wanted to move to Hawaii one day. And, you know, we always say one day, meaning maybe like 10, 15, 20 years from now when we're retired or, you know, whatever that is. But it ended up being that this year I said, you know what, we can do it. So why not? And so we ended up on this journey of looking for a home here in Hawaii, which is where I'm at right now. And this is where we're at for the next 6 months. And then we'll be back in Toronto for the 6 months after. But that, you know, that is just one example of me listening to myself and then going after visualizing what I want and then doing it. And if I didn't have the confidence within myself, I wouldn't be able to go after my dreams because there would be so much resistance that I would create within myself, so much self-doubt, so much uncertainty, and so much fear. And I see that a lot with people that I know, even people who, you know, you get to know over the years and you start to veer off on your own individual paths. I mean, I'm on my path and I see others on their path, but you can tell sometimes when people are listening more to their uncertainty and their self-doubt rather than to their own true inner voice of what they desire and the decisions that come about from that. So, I mean, anyways, that's really what my life is like now. I'm so much happier. I'm so much more fulfilled. The work that I do, I still love it because it's the work that I know I'm meant to do. And I can only see bigger and better things for myself as I move forward with every decision and every inkling that I get within me.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, that's amazing that you're able to move to Hawaii. I did the same thing, you know, because I live in Toronto and I just had that same feeling that I just wanted to move there. I had no idea why, but, you know, I also made that leap, even though people thought I was nuts, but it was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made. I mean, Hawaii is a beautiful island. You know, the energy there is amazing. You know, it's just such a special place. So, you know, I'm glad you did the same thing and I'm sure you'll be able to, you know, enjoy it, of course, and, you know, find the beauty of the island and the people. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
The one tip I would say is that just know that there is more to you than the negative self-talk that you hear. You have to be willing to discover who you truly are by being willing to listen to your true self, listen to those true desires, and follow through with that. But you have to also be willing to do the work of discarding all that negative self-talk and those negative self-beliefs. So, I mean, it's not really one thing, I guess. I have multiple things to say, but I really would say, you know, be selfish, place your priorities about your career and what you want first, but above anyone else's, because that is what's going to open up the door for you to really listen to what else you want with your life.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Absolutely. You can go to my website, lindarayner.com. That's Linda, LindaRayner.com. Or you can also check out my YouTube channel. Honestly, any video that you look up regarding interviews or resumes or job search or confidence even, you'll find something there. And then, you know, I'm also on Instagram and Facebook as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Linda, you can also head on over to thetaleofselfconfidence.com and search for Linda's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Linda for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Linda.
Yes. No, thanks, Sheena. I really enjoyed our time. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.